greet you all with the Islamic greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I would like to thank all of you for coming out tonight. Tonight we have a great lineup. The event is going to be titled The American Involved, Blood on Our Hands, American Involvement in the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. And we have two amazing speakers tonight. We have Imam Asi on the right and Dick Plotkin on the left. And just a short introduction. Imam Asi is an imam from Washington, D.C. He's the elected imam of the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C. He's a fellow at the Institute of Contemporary Islamic Thought and a world-renowned scholar and political analyst on Middle Eastern issues. Dick Plotkin is a founding member of L.A. Jews for Peace, and by profession he is a city planner, and he did do his undergraduate studies in sociology from UCLA. As well, he's an active political blogger. And just a couple of announcements. We do have a petition in the back if anyone would like to sign about UC divestment from Israel. There's also a sign-up sheet outside, so please sign up before you come in, just so we can notify people in future events. As well, we'd like to thank the university for helping to put on this event. And this event is brought to you by the Muslim Student Union, Workers Student Association, Students for Peace and Justice, and Amnesty International. And there are books, kifayas, and t-shirts outside for sale. Part of the proceeds will be going to help Palestinian orphans. And one last announcement is the event for tomorrow night. We have Rachel Corey's parents, Craig and Cindy Corey, in an event titled Rachel Corey, The Spirit of Sacrifice. That will be located here at the same exact time as this event, so please try to come out for that. And on Wednesday night, we have Professor Ilan Pape, who is coming from overseas. He's an Israeli historian, and he's just came out with a new book called The Cleansing of Palestine. And so with that, we will begin with Mr. Dick Plotkin.
Seconds to all, 6,000 years of human history in the present 90 seconds. So right now, you can follow the timeline over here. So now we're only up to the Roman Empire. So this is about 200 BC to 200 AD. Byzantine Empire. Sassanid Empire, which is mostly Persian, I believe. The Caliphate. Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay, the Crusader Kingdom. Saladin. The Mongol Empire. The Ottoman Empire, which has the most bearing on today's discussion. European colonialism, which in this case would be Britain and France. The nation states and borders are established after World War I. This was the British Mandate of Palestine. 1948, Israel founded. Israel's 48 boundaries, 67 boundaries. And then they give you a brief, shows you when each of the states was created. You can see how modern they were, almost every one of function where the British and the French drew the lines in 1916. The title of our that we were given is Blood on Our Hands, American Involvement in the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. Now, I didn't pick the title, but quite frankly, I think we always need to think about words in these cases. And the blood on our hands indicates that if you live in the United States, you're somehow responsible. Well, I disagree with that. I don't think in this election there's any way you could vote against the Iraq war. You certainly couldn't vote against the Pentagon budget. You couldn't vote against the Afghan war. You couldn't vote against AFRICOM. You couldn't vote against CENTCOM. I mean, if you think of all the major issues of war and peace, they're not electoral issues. These are policy issues that are not resolved and created through the electoral process. So I think it's incorrect to think that it is simply our creation and it's blood on our hands. I mean, there are people who are responsible, but I don't think there are too many in this room. And the same for the word American. I mean, there's over 300 million people in the United States. So let's be precise. We're talking about the government of the United States. We're not talking about the people of the United States. So these are distinctions that are to be made. And I think even when you talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, for the most part, people are talking about political institutions and governments. That's where most of the criticism is. And I want to be sure that we realize that within each society, there's an elaborate structure of classes and ideological views. I was introduced as a political blogger, not for very long, but I certainly invite people to look at it. And you can reach me. I put a little email on it. So it's called Red Eye on the News at blogspot.com. And the other thing that I've mentioned in a few previous talks is that some of the students on campus who are interested in the Middle East and Israeli-Palestinian issues have created a listserv called UCI Dialogue. If you send a blank email to ucidialogue-subscribe@yahoogroups.com, you are signed up. The main focus of my talk will be can you guys hear me pretty well? Okay. It is a book that came out last year. I have a copy if anybody wants to look at it afterward, called The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. And it has generated an enormous amount of discussion. It was the first publication was in 2006 in the London Review of Books, and then it was expanded into a book in the year 2007. And it focuses on Israel and the Palestinians, but it really has broad implications for the entire Middle East. And as I'll point out, the argument of the two authors is essentially that the path to Baghdad, meaning the path for the United States to be the dominant power, is through Israel. If Israel can have an accord with the Palestinians, the rest of the Sunni world will be brought in to support the United States. And it's the flip side of the neocon argument that the path to Israel or the path to Jerusalem comes through Baghdad. So there's a very major difference, but many areas of agreement that I'll go into between these two schools of U.S. foreign policy. One of the authors, John Mearsheimer, is a professor of political science at the University of Chicago and the director of its program on international security. He writes in major books on U.S. foreign policy, including Conventional Deterrence and The Tragedy of Great Power Politics. His co-author is Steve Walt. I think that's actually a picture from some years ago. He's at Harvard University and was the former dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. And his famous book is called Taming American Power, The Global Response to U.S. Primacy. And these two men are not exactly gadflies. They are in the interstices of the foreign policy establishment. And they are not opponents of U.S. militarism, as we'll point out, but they are critics.